This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Real life is better than 100 action adventure spy thrillers rolled into one. Real life is incredibly exciting, dynamic, full of opportunities, but also full of peril. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's Wednesday, the 10th day of August, 2016. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. We have some special guests joining us. I'll tell you about a little bit later. But first off, boom, if you're a TV viewer, there it is, drudgereport.com. It wasn't the Russians. Assange fingers murdered DNC staffer. We pointed this out weeks ago that this guy was high level over basically their email outreach for the party. And he was complaining of Sanders being cheated. How dare him think that you're supposed to win the popular vote and then the delegates are supposed to go along with that? How dare him? And so he got beaten, tortured, basically, shot to death, but not robbed. And other people have been found dead in their stairwells, dead on their couch. This is what follows behind Hillary. And then you got Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the image looking basically through the cracked curtain at her prey. Simply amazing that this is all ongoing. Meanwhile, there's so many big stories, but this is indicative of the corruption. Bernie Sanders buys a $600,000 lakefront summer house, and he's got millions rolling in from book deals and other goodies, which is fine, except he acts like anybody making money is bad. That's how you build lake houses. That's how you build an economy. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. That's an actual quote. He talked about a lot of real issues with crony capitalism, but he called it free market. He said free market was the problem. Well, he knows good and well that countries that have any type of free market system are always vastly better. Vastly better than nations that don't have a free market system. So now he's bought his summer home, every dream of a good commissar. Now, getting into all the really serious news, Hillary Clinton's campaign has disavowed Mateen, Sadiq Mateen, the father of the mass murderer at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, who showed up in Orlando and was put in the VIP section, vetted behind Hillary, right in the perfect spot, all by design. You can bet your bottom dollar. I'm still trying to figure out what is the message. Just that, you know, here we are at an anti-gun rally, and, you know, here's the guy whose son's responsible for it all, and this guy puts out the same message, you know, go after the gays. But it's okay because the Democrats are our minions. The Democrats are our demis. Well, I did more research on demis. That is exactly what all this is. That's minions, puppets. It's kind of like you got the main motorcycle gang, and they got little puppet motorcycle gangs that actually go around doing their dirty work for them. That's what the Democratic Party is for Saudi Arabia and others. A very serious situation. Also, leftists claim Trump supporters and that Trump wants some type of Hillary assassination plan. And all he said is exactly what Joe Biden said in 2008. So we're going to play those clips, and I'm putting it together in an article. I think Kit or Adon is right now, so that we can put it out on air and put it out on the internet and show the incredible hypocrisy. That is a standard statement in history of the Second Amendment to say if all else fails, we may have to go to the Second Amendment. That's what the founders said it was for. So I don't see why Trump needs to walk that back. It's not a threat of violence against Hillary. It's saying if the courts and everybody ban guns and come to confiscate them, It'll be 1776 all over again. Can you try to take our firearms?
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You've got it.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m.
You've got it.
3 p.m. Central, we're live, broadcasting worldwide, a fusion of radio and television. I'm excited to see up on the Drudge Report, radio host Michael Savage extends radio deal, adds cameras to Savage Nation. I talked a lot in the last few years with Savage about that. I guess kind of consulted with him on it just to try to help him out with any of my expertise, because I'm not in competition with Michael Savage. I am in competition with the globalists and the monopoly capitalists that want to use socialism as a control system worldwide to bring in an anti-human planetary tyranny. And so I am so excited to see Michael Savage's show continuing to grow and reach tens of millions more people. That is wonderful. I'm so thankful that despite the fact he's such a successful entrepreneur of 50 years, the best-selling author in health and wellness of all time, one of the biggest supplement formulators ever. Oh, yeah, people don't know that about him under another name, that he would sit there and spend 6, 7, 8 hours a day fighting the New World Order. If other successful, wealthy innovators would fight tyranny like Michael Savage has done, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in. he's certainly a man in the arena. I didn't mean to start the broadcast talking about Michael Savage. I had just been reading that article during the break and thinking about it. There is a lot of really important news, obviously, up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be going over a lot of that. The media is freaking out when Donald Trump jokes about the Second Amendment. Stay silent when his life is threatened. But it was the crew that remembered three clips that we're going to be playing here in a few minutes and getting into that show that Hillary has gone further than what Trump just said, and so has Joe Biden. So we're going to put those clips together and then put them out in an article in the next hour at InfoWars.com that really will shut these people down in a big way. And that's what we do. We folks ask how InfoWars has some of the top stories in the world every day. And it's because we just take common sense and put it out in news reports and video reports, and we have memories. We have memories. And we go, oh, he just said if they get rid of all the other rights and overthrow the Second Amendment, we might have to use the Second Amendment to recapture it. That's in the Constitution. That's in the Bill of Rights. That's the old classic Americana statement. Boy, I hope we don't fall back on the Second Amendment that defends all the rest. I don't think Trump should even walk it back, because we've got Joe Biden saying, I got a Beretta and Obama tries to take it. You better watch it because I'm really good with it. A direct threat to the president, who was candidate Obama at the time. But that was again, nobody wants your guns. Nobody's coming after your guns. You have a pledge from me. That was him trying to, again, deceive people. We have Hillary saying RFK. Hey, don't think Obama's going to stay in the race just because he's ahead. Remember what happened to Bobby Kennedy? Serious threat to Obama at the time. Those two don't like each other. So we're going to go to those. We're going to put a special report together here live on air. We'll take that clip, put it on YouTube, Facebook, and then get it out to counter them. When I look at what they're doing to the world's borders, I've never seen such incredible open border news as we're going to get to coming up. Also, on the economic front, I have never seen more top experts saying this bubble is as ripe as it gets. If it was an apple, it'd have worms all in it. It'd be oozing, you know, on the ground. It is ready to completely turn into ashes. And Mark Faber's issuing a stunning warning that a gigantic 50% stock market crash could be coming. Well, look, even though it's artificial, even though the stock market's rigged to a great extent, I don't want to just see it come collapsing because it hurts a lot of people. I'd like to see it reorganized somehow. But if it is going to crash, please let it crash before the election, because historically that means a landslide for Donald Trump. And then we've got the systems to reorganize and build a future and reindustrialize and innovate with high technology. But also agrarian systems of the new organic market that is taking over food production worldwide. That's why Putin has said Russia's main mission outside of technology development and minerals and oil and gas, energy, will be organic. We want to dominate the world in organic produce. It's sustainable. It's quality. Everyone wants it. The market's growing. Russia's smart. We should absolutely compete with Russia. All that'll do is give us more food, lower prices, higher quality. Globalism is about ending competition and shutting innovation down. But if the globalists control the collapse, they're going to use it to fully bring us into even more control, even more centralization, more domestication. We should nationalize German banks, warning Deutsche Bank teetering on edge of crisis. Top economist has warned Germany's biggest banks are about to collapse. Yeah, we've been telling you that for months. It'll make Lehman Brothers look like a cakewalk. That is all coming up. But before I get into that, I also want to mention just the culture wars that are happening. The globalists are trying to force feed anti-family, anti-human messages in entertainment, in news, in education. We all know that. But when they tried to force feed with hundreds of millions of dollars of production and advertising three unattractive third wave feminists as the Ghostbusters, it is now one of the biggest losses in history and it looks like no sequel, even though they announced it arrogantly when it was already failing. So Ghostbusters heading for 70 million plus loss, sequel unlikely, Hollywood Reporter. And you ask, why do I get into that, even ahead of war news? Because they can't compete with just common sense. People don't want to be force-fed garbage. They want original, thought-provoking entertainment. And the real war for humanity is going on inside video games and movies and TV shows that are fiction-based. Most people have tuned out of news. In the news theater worldwide, pro-human populist truth is dominating and is now dominant. It's not just starting to take over. It has defeated them. That's why the system is moving to bring in censorship and control so that you have no other choice but to be force-fed their cultural poison. And we have a lot of news dealing with that here today and with censorship. Remember the Michael Phelps, by the way, two more gold medals yesterday? Michael Phelps, face meme explodes despite Olympics social media restrictions. That's right, the Olympics announced, and this is the type of regulations in the TPP, this is out of Forbes, that you can't even show his image, or they say even his name. Well, obviously we have free speech to criticize. Obviously we can make images and memes out of things. That's what our courts have ruled, European courts have ruled. Every culture accepts that. But see, under their new system, they're saying we won't tolerate you even commenting on things because we own the words themselves. This is just a taste of things to come. Also, dovetailing with that, there is a giant 16-page story out of The Intercept that has links to all the proof. I'm going to do a special report on this about privacy scandal haunts Pokemon Go's CEO. When Pokemon Go first came out and got big about a month ago, I went in, looked at the fact that it used Google Earth, looked at the fact that it used the former head of Google Earth who had to step down when he had the cars all over the world driving around, not just taking photos and video of your house, but stealing your data. And I came out and I said, this is the perfect way to have people go around your house and go around neighborhoods. They put the little pocket monsters where they want you to go on a path to document all that, then they cosmology it all together. And I told people what it was doing. And there were leftist sites, Gizmodo, you name it, came out and said conspiracy kook claims this is really a Google conspiracy to have you go around and surveil yourself. This is while CNN even admits that almost all the new smart TVs watch and listen to you and sell the data to third parties. This is when it's admitted that the disgraced head of Google Earth and Google Maps, Google's spatial system working with the Pentagon, that's what it is, launched this, and it's admitted that the platform is paying for itself now with hundreds of millions of people walking around in their houses, their backyards, all of it geolocated to be meshed seamlessly, and then it goes further. It's your name, what you're doing. It turns out the app is grabbing data off your phone. It was worse than I said. But it isn't about, oh, look, I'm Alex Jones. I was right. I told you. See, this happened. It's that still the so-called leftists make fun of me for being the first to talk about it, for being right. Again, because the crew pointed it out to me. The research team. It's like weird. It's like you're not liberal. Not having knowledge and being ignorant is not liberal. Now, that said, we pointed out in the last month that a bunch of Democrat staffers are ending up dead. And they all deal with internet outreach and emails. And one of the head guys that was over outreach, high level with their emails, one of their top techs, ended up, you know, getting shot, tortured, beaten, shot in the back, nothing robbed. And now WikiLeaks has said, no, we had $20,000. You're finding out who did this to him. And they're now basically saying he was the source, not the Russians. We'll be back. Stay with us.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
In the history of modern warfare, but also in the last several thousand years of chivalry, from Japan to medieval Europe to ancient China, basically every culture was the same, including a lot of African tribes that I've studied. You didn't brag about people you'd killed boastfully. It was just something that was known you'd done. Or maybe you got another notch on your belt or another feather in your headdress. to have Hillary Clinton run around and say, yeah, we came to Libya, we saw, he died. Now it's a failed state, hundreds of thousands have died. The Arabs are ethnically cleansing blacks. That was the plan. And the Council on Foreign Relations has even come out and said, oh, no, we actually wanted to make it a failed state so that you could go in and exploit the resources cheaper and easier. And Hillary bombed Belgrade with depleted uranium. She basically ran that operation. And then she sits back and sends people to die in these corrupt, illegal military operations. She stands down in Benghazi. And the media acts like she's this saint, this goddess. They put ISIS and Al-Qaeda in charge of all these different countries. She is the founder of ISIS, as I said 3 years ago, as Donald Trump said last week. And then they stole the election from Bernie Sanders. If you don't think these people won't kill to maintain their power, think twice. When the controlled media makes jokes about us, pointing out that Hillary is a bloodthirsty killer, it's well known they're Dixie Mafia. It's well known they were CIA. It's all come out. It's well known she threatened Barack Obama repeatedly. These are thugs. It's come out in countless lawsuits. It's come out from the Clinton Foundation. It's come out from their library that they wanted to shut down alternative media. And now Julian Assange, a classical liberal, a real liberal, offered $20,000 reward for info on murdered D.C. staffer who was a top tech person over emails and an outreach who we pointed out weeks ago when it happened. How suspicious. Chased down, beaten, then shot four times in the back, execution style, wallet, keys, nothing taken. As a message, the people they sent to kill him could have made it look like a robbery. But they didn't. They didn't. They wanted it to be a message. Just like Scalia. No autopsy. And then they announced in the Washington Post, oh, he was part of a secret society. Oh, Obama's top guy was there. They want the thinking people to be threatened. They want us to know. So now Assange is basically saying, suggesting murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich was source for email attack. That's what Drudge points out. It wasn't the Russians. Assange fingers murdered DNC staffer. Well, of course the Clintons are the prime suspects. But it's not just this guy. Three others. We played the clips where the guys are on the news filing lawsuits who work for the DNC over Sanders being robbed. What do? You just kill the guy that filed the lawsuit who's a claimant. And notice these are all Democrats. There's a rule with the mafia. Whether these folks know they've joined the mafia or not. When you're in the crew, they see you as their property. And if you violate their operations anyway, they will kill you. And I've always known this historically, metaphysically, but I've also been told this. You're really smart, Jones, never take big corporate money or political money or to ever get involved with any of these people officially in either party, because then they think they own you. I'm completely independent because there's still some of these old rules that apply where if you completely stay out of their system, then you're just seen almost as like a force of nature that's outside of them, like a wild bear in the woods or something. But if you're in their camp and you ever try to expose corruption, they'll kill you. And they want that message out there. So all you naive Democrats need to understand, nobody kills people like the Democrats in history. Let's play a clip of Julian Assange talking about it last night.
Donald Trump has had a disastrous few weeks. If you look at the polls, he needs a miracle. In the American political lexicon, there's such a thing as the October surprise. The stuff that you're sitting on, is an October surprise in there? What you're sitting on?
WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks.
As a 27-year-old, we're going to come back and play the full clip. We're going to come back and play the full clip. And then we're going to get more into this. And then we're going to get into this supposed threat Trump put out where he talks about the Second Amendment being the last resort.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex
Biden.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Americanism, not globalism. Americanism, not globalism.
The era of economic surrender will finally be over.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism.
They have gotten the political establishment and the media establishment to become pure, wanton henchmen of totalitarianism.
If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
I think what the Chinese have done is really smart.
The skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
It's all training us to accept less, lowering expectations, a post-industrial world, a new dark age. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for.
When we abandoned the policy of America first, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own.
Not a world, Winston, that gets more beautiful and more technological and stronger. A world that gets uglier and stupider and more stunted.
That the government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I voted for Hillary. I guess I have to since I'm working for her as well.
You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a boot. truth stomping on a human face forever.
Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
Don't look at me, Winston, and see the black circles around my eyes and see how ugly and weak I am, expressing myself and dying, and I torture people 18 hours a day, and I have a horrible life. That's the beauty of the satanic evil of the priest of power ripping apart humanity. We're here to hurt humans. We're here to suck your guts out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Powerful new intro the crew put together, and it tells it like it is. Some folks will hear that quote from 1984 and say, what's Ali's talking about? Winston, the top torturer at the Ministry of Love, where they torture you to death, but first brainwash you to submit, because spiritually they want to dominate your soul. These are the priests of power. And he says, don't look at me being sick and ill and twisted and think that that's a sign of the weakness of the state. No, that's a sign of its strength, sucking the soul out of humanity. And you read that in high school, you read that in college, you think this is just too extreme, dystopic. And then you realize this is a guy that experienced that, working as a secret police officer for the British Empire, then as a communist, then as a BBC propagandist, the Ministry of Truth, and then as a true revolutionary who exposed the whole program. But enough about that. I want to finish up with the Julian Assange situation in a moment. And this dead tech, high-level tech operative, just like a Snowden, over emails, over outreach. And reportedly, Assange is saying, yes, we have a $20,000 reward for info on the murdered DNC staffer. And he's saying, look, yes, it's him. And again, Assange wouldn't know specifically. He would just get some basic data on where it came from. That's why Assange has been saying some stuff comes from the Russians. There's all these governments inside these servers. The scandal is, why are they sharing this data on unencrypted servers? But a lot of this is coming from the inside. And, of course, Snowden came from the inside. So many others did. And now the guy's executed. But first, beaten. And then shot four times in the back. And the police in D.C. are saying, nothing to see here, move along, another telltale sign. So what really happened to Seth Rich? Well, we know Hillary likes to kill people. We know she's got a long history of having her henchmen do it. She brags about it. And then her weirdo apologists get up there and act like it's preposterous that this war queen, this torture queen, would be involved in something like this when it could bring her down and the entire crime syndicate of the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, and others she represents. Here's Julian Assange last night.
Donald Trump has had a disastrous few weeks. If you look at the polls, he needs a miracle. In the American political lexicon, there's such a thing as the October surprise. The stuff that you're sitting on, is an October surprise in there?
We
do you even know what you're sitting on?
WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
hit pause. Back it up 5 seconds, please. German television and German print is some of the most controlled in the world. In fact, it just came out a few months ago where some of the top newspaper editors said, look, we're told to say what we say by the CIA daily. Don't blame us. And, of course, Dutch TV, just all of it is so incredibly state-run. This is Dutch TV, but it's just as bad. And it makes the head spin. To go, Donald Trump will need a miracle to win with all these fake polls they've got. I mean, we know they're fake. We have the methodology. You add 10 to 15 points more Democrats into your sample than Republicans. They shouldn't be polling like that. They should be going out in the streets They should be hitting people up via email. They should be going on social networks and randomly picking people and then questioning them. But that they do it with landlines, with phone numbers and databases. They know what results they're going to get. And let me explain something. I've paid for 5 or 6 polls myself. You can read the news articles about them over the years. And I would contact Zogby, Reuters, Mason-Dixon, Gallup, you name it. And the cheapest poll you could get was like $10,000. And I would say straight questions. I'd say, I want just a straight demographic. Because you can check off all these boxes and talk to them on the phone for hours. And I want to ask them just simple questions. And they would go, how about we ask it like this and always change it to basically take my money, but then push some agenda that they separately had with their corporate supporters and corporate donors. That's how polls work. It's very hard to get real polling numbers. That's why you've got to hire top pollsters and have your own internal polls. Not to tell you what you want to hear, but to know you can't go with the mainline polls. So there's internal polling that governments and corporations do, and they've got it via Google and Facebook and Twitter. They've all got their databases. And then they've got the fake polls for the public. And basically, they're all fake. People go, oh, look at the Drudge poll. You know, it lets you vote once, but people can go to other devices or whatever. And, oh, look, remember Hillary Clinton got like 2%. And Jeb Bush got like 2%, and Bernie Sanders of the Democrats was getting like 70%, and so was Trump. I mean, I'm giving you a gestalt. There were a bunch of those polls. But Hillary never got above single digits. That's more indicative where 2 million people go vote on a poll, and no one cares enough to get Hillary Clinton up above 10%. Or Jeb Bush up above 2 to 4%, depending on which time they did the poll. The most unscientific are the most scientific because the scientific ones are completely gamed like a $3 bill. But I'm going to stop right there. Dutch TV, German TV, even when RT has them on, they don't get to the hard questions with Assange. And it's like, oh, he was robbed, the guy shot in the back. Oh, he was really, Trump's going to lose. I mean, the whole thing is pitched like this. Let's continue.
It's a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So,
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources
are. But why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States, and that our sources are...
Hit pause again, please. Yeah. And then just back it up 5 seconds. This so-called anchor is just salivating to jump in and ridicule, oh, this young guy shot in the street. He doesn't even have a name now. He's not a top DNC staffer over tech. He's not the outreach individual. There haven't been other deaths. He's just some guy. He's just shot in the street in D.C. I mean, come on, Assange. And Assange is like, do you understand the climate? Do you understand the stakes? Remember, Assange sits there for hours a day reading all this classified stuff, all the horrible stuff, the torture, the secret police, the horrible evil, what information he says will bring Hillary down, which he better release quick. And you got this salivating sycophant not even hiding his impartiality. You know, in the Netherlands, it's a state secret what the Dutch royal family's even worth. That's how controlled their press is, but the public there thinks it's open and free. There are none so blind as those who have eyes but yet cannot see. To quote the good book, let's finish the clip.
And that our sources are, you know, our sources face serious risks. That's why they come to us, so we can protect their anonymity.
But it's quite something to suggest a murder. That's basically what you're doing.
Well, that others have suggested that. we are investigating to understand what happened in that situation with Seth Rich. I think it is a concerning situation. There's not a conclusion yet. We wouldn't be willing to state a conclusion, but we are concerned about it. And more importantly, a variety of WikiLeaks sources are concerned when that kind of thing happens.
Now, let's expand on this. We have heard from 30, 40, it's got to be more than that, world leaders, political pundits, political candidates, calling for the execution or murder, assassination in the field of Mr. Snowden. Now, Hillary is a globalist operative. Do you think they want to kill somebody that's going to leak the fact that they directed the theft of the election from Bernie Sanders? That's what was leaked to Julian Assange. That's what he already released in part one. Who do you think has their hands on that? Who do you think would see that? A Bernie Sanders supporter in the DNC that witnesses the fraud, witnesses the orders, and sends it to Assange, and then within 1 week of it being out, is gunned down. But he's just some guy. This is a big, big deal. We need to look more into the death of Seth Rich. And there's a $20,000 reward, obviously, taking place so that hopefully that will spur some interest outside of the quarters that actually care about living in a free and open society to some extent. But the trail of carnage behind Hillary, can you imagine what it's going to be like if she gets in with all the things that are happening in this world, especially with all of her cognitive problems that are clearly rearing their ugly head? Now, you see this climate of censorship. You see this climate of intimidation, the climate of going after whistleblowers, the climate of persecuting and imprisoning members of the press at a level never before seen in U.S. history. And then we see the media becoming more and more lapdog, sending their questions to Hillary, to Obama, getting pre-approval, being given scripts of what to say, being given scripts on who to attack, being given directives and daily talking points from Media Matters, run by the White House, on who to go after and what to do. This is organized crime. Media Matters said, we will infiltrate media organizations from within. We will bring them down. You've just seen Roger Ailes out in a 3-year program. They waited until before the election so that Fox has now been taken completely over so that they won't challenge a stolen election. This is systematic. And you'd have to be blind and deaf and dumb not to know it. And so many fools say to me, oh, Alex, don't you feel great? Fox News' ratings are imploding. It's turning into the Clinton News Network. Your ratings are exploding. Oh, my gosh. Aren't you excited? And I'm like, absolutely not. Fox wasn't perfect, but it was still pro-Second Amendment and things like that. It's being fully taken over and destroyed in front of us. They're taking down the big lead elephant first. That was there to control conservatives, but still had some real people in it the system didn't like. This is a coup. You get rid of it first. Rush Limbaugh, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, Michael Savage. I know Savage doesn't like Hannity, and I've had problems with Hannity, but at this point, they're coming after everybody who is not out to get America. So the citizens better support Infowars.com and other platforms and spread the word and spread the links and spread Infowars.com/show with the free video and audio feeds. And don't take it for granted. I know you're not. But this is a war, and you're just as important as we are. And I get mad at myself every day. I'm skipping this network break. That I do not express to you enough or in a hardcore enough fashion how it's 2 minutes to midnight, baby. And all the signs are there. The globalists are making their moves. They just sold over $1 billion more of high-tech weapons to Saudi Arabia yesterday. Saudi Arabia is running proxy wars all over the Middle East. They're running wars against Russia and bragging 2 years ago to Russia, we're going to hit you in your borders. This is a very dangerous time to be alive, folks. Russia's response was to basically be invited in to Syria. Russia said, oh, you just threatened us? Boom, we're going to openly come in. It's a bad situation getting worse with a weird woman who's clearly got neurological problems and who brags about killing people in public. The people that actually do the killing don't brag about it. It is the worst thing you can do, and it is the worst luck as well. And I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is out of control. And I know you know that. We need your support now more than ever. I want to be able to not run around all day trying to raise money and, quite frankly, having to mess with sponsors and get them all approved and make sure they're the very best and jack with it. I'd rather just sell great products I know that we've tested that are the best out there at the lowest prices in a win-win to fund this operation so I can get the camera crew, the more reporters, more people in the field, and take action. We have a Get Off the Grid mega special that's only running through Sunday. It's silver bullet, super high quality, 30 parts per million colloidal silver, 50% off. At $19.95, it's probably the lowest price you're going to find out there for this quality. Now it's $9.95. I'm calling it the Black Friday level special in August. It's Black Friday special in August, really. Silver bullet is super concentrated to three times the dose of normal colloidal silver and is the highest quality out there. Silver bullet stores for years. It's perfect for preparedness supply. Whether it's economic meltdown or any other collapse, experts admit colloidal silver is essential to have on hand. Get silver bullet 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com before we sell out. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And you can go read the five-star reviews. This is from Sether in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, DFW. Alex and InfoWars Store deliver the goods again. This is the highest quality gold silver I have tried. While there are many other silver products available, the InfoWars Silver Bullet offers a strong and effective PPM, which I've found to work remarkably well in treating ear infections and in strengthening my immune system. This is a tremendously affordable colloidal silver and is ideal for budget-minded info warriors. Grab a bottle of your medicine cabinet and a couple for your bug-out bag. You just go on and read hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews. And again, this is the best-selling colloidal silver in the country. It's the same one that Whole Foods private labels. It's a huge facility. It's the highest quality. It's like lightning in a bottle when they make it. That's why it keeps so long compared to others. And it is just essential. It's totally essential. I personally stockpile it because if things really break down and antibiotics and things aren't available, it's not a silver bullet, but it's darn close. And I've had cases where antibiotics don't work, and boy, they're a godsend, aren't they? It's just this is what Mother Nature gave us. Obviously, consult your health care provider or physician before you use colloidal silver and obviously follow the recommendations there. I personally, with family, have gone nuclear before when people were dying in the family from infections, and my dad was in bed for a month, and I personally dumped three bottles down him in 1 week. He said, this could hurt my kidneys, and I said, damn right, you're not dying. Drink it. They knocked it out. Three rounds of super hardcore antibiotics didn't help him. Killed my uncle, killed my cousin, whatever this super bug was that everybody was getting in Texas. It was in the local news, and that's my personal story of what happened. I had the same stuff, folks. When you do something like that, you're coughing up blood. I was taking the antibiotics. They were injecting me in the butt with them, and I was taking normal doses of colloidal. I myself drank two bottles in 3 days, and my pee was green. I'm sure it wasn't good for me. The point is that all these antibiotics are poisons, folks. All right, but that's why the ancients all ate off silver platters and silver cutlery, because it was associated with health. And low dosages, obviously, for my research, are excellent for you. But I don't normally get into colloidal silver and actually break down why I believe in it, why I love it, why some people swear by it, why the system. And by the way, they tried it over a decade ago. This is a news story, not even a plug now, to shut down colloidal silver and silver products. You failed. You go to Walgreens, you go to CVS, it's like whole aisles. You go to hospitals now, they've got sprays of it. They're putting all over everywhere because the iodine quit working. Iodine's great, too. We have that. The other super antibiotics quit working, folks. And you know what? Silver might stop working. I mean, you know, we're running out of options here. Number one cause of death in this country now is drug-resistant bacteria and crap that they're just shipping in at record levels, and I take it personal. That Obama ships in millions of people unvetted, hundreds of thousands of TB, you name it, and then people are just dying all over the place, and it's just all covered up. Anyways, they tried to shut it down, and they failed. The genie's out of the bottle. The silver bullet is now known. And so all this is the number one factory, number one cleanest. I mean, you think I'm going to sell something with the way the government is? I'm not going to go out and find the cleanest, best, super certified folks that Whole Foods get theirs from? Exactly. So about a third of our products are private label, just number one bestsellers in the world, and we just sell them for a little bit less. And then the others are game changers, like DNA Force, absolute insane asylum game changer. I mean, it's just so incredible. And I'm so mad at myself, I keep forgetting to take it every day. When I take it every day, it is just, it's amazing. My dad, my mom, is there like, what is going on? You look younger. What do you, I take the DNA Force, sweetheart. My dad developed it and forgets to take it. But he sure looks good after he's been on this. I'm telling you, folks, the BioPQQ alone is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got solar panel control units and solar panels that are off right now. Huge discounts. We've got water filters 20% off. InfoWars solar base station power supply 33% off. InfoWarsStore.com and so much more. And by the way, this just shows how the Internet's gamed by trolls sometimes. This is an item you don't sell a lot of. And so we use third-party sites, so it's not us. So it's the only product we have that has a two-star review. And we go in there. All the real certified buyers give it 4 to 5 stars, but then there's trolls giving it 0 stars. So that it creates the illusion. But see, we've got to use outside third parties. So that's just, instead of you getting, the truth of how great it is, you're going to get their lies. That's how they target us. That's how they work so hard against us. So I was thinking about folks that have bought the unit. You ought to shoot video of it, put it on YouTube or send it to us, if you want to be a testimonial of how you're using the solar panels. We just went out and found out what had the best reviews, what people liked, what had the best scientific systems, what had the lasted the longest. And I'm always telling folks, hey, we've been selling this for a year. Is there something better that we can get in bulk to sell? So it's like a little power station deal that's the size of a brick, or it's a lot smaller than a brick, but about this length and width of a brick, but not as thick as a brick. And it'll jump your car 12 times on one charge, run all these different devices. I mean, it's just a godsend. And the technology just gets better and better. Now, in a year, we'll probably be selling something else that comes out that's better. But we bought thousands of these, and they're $99 right now. I mean, you can't even get these on Amazon for that because we private labeled them. And it's just great technology, and it funds the operation. It helps us get the job done here. So I want to thank you all for going and checking that out. I want to thank you if you have gotten the products, if you have purchased them, at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's how we fund this operation. We also have 40% off extended to the weekend on Anthroplex. We've never done that. So these are basically Black Friday in August specials. Nobody else is doing it now. We're doing it now. Now I'm going to start the next hour, and I'm going to get into these clips where Joe Biden said basically the exact same thing that Trump said about the Second Amendment, and the media is basically covering that up. We're also going to get into the huge open borders news, the gigantic economic news, and so much more. Open the phones up and have a special guest on. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. And if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com.